It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and Friends.
John, Anna, and Friends brought to you by Millway Credit Union. They are stronger, they are smarter, they are sensible. They are your financial institution and good people. That's all we can say about that. But it is coming up soon. No Shave November.
Yes.
And we've got a couple of guests from the Miller County Sheriff's Office and / Genoa School Resources Officer. The school resource officer, who is also worked as a sheriff's deputy out there on the streets as well, Casey Winchell, and Jeremy Cornett, Miller County Sheriff's Office deputy right now. Good to have you guys in here.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right. We appreciate what you guys are about to do,
yes,
which is to try to grow scruffy beards. No.
Non-scruffy
beards, scruffy beards, whatever. Facial hair so you can help out some kids come Christmas time with No Shave November. First of all, give us a little background like we did on Facebook, if people didn't see that. How you got involved in law enforcement, how long you've been with Genoa for you?
Been in law enforcement since 2005. My name is Casey Winchell, by the way. I'm the Genoa School Resource Officer. Been in law enforcement here at the Sheriff's Office since 2005. Took a little break in 13 and came back this January. And this is my first school year at Genoa as a resource officer, which has been quite a challenge with coronavirus. So
I just realized that part.
And you also served our country?
Oh yes, yes. I was in the Army. I was a M1 A1 tank crewman.
That must have been fun.
That was fun. Yeah, that was fun.
It is.
And now he's having fun out on the playground.
That's right, being a big kid.
Fun! That is a lot of fun. Jeremy, tell us a little bit about your background.
My name is Jeremy Cornett. Mm-hmm. I've been on patrol for about 2.5 years. Before that, I worked in the jail for a while, and I also served in the Army as a military policeman for about 6 years. A year of it, I was deployed to Afghanistan in support of Operation Enduring Freedom.
Oh, okay. Well, I thank both of you for your service. And,
yes, sir.
And glad that you guys are getting to do what you do now.
Yes.
Instead of being
Army
over there
strong.
Doing that. I mean, that's great, but I'm glad you're back home.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about what you're going to do in November and how you're going to help out kids.
Well, basically, what we're going to do, it's a campaign that's very similar to Shop with a Cop, but we're calling it Shop with a Deputy, and it's going to be specifically for Miller County and our school districts, Falcon, Genoa, and we're raising money. We're going to try, to grow beards and to raise some money for these families that are in need. And what I've done at the school, I've went to the administration, and I've said, hey, get me a list of families that you feel are in need of assistance during Christmas, and we're going to contact those people closer to Christmas to make sure that it's okay if we sponsor them, and we're going to take all the money collectively from everybody that's raised money, and we're going to go out and we're going to shop for these families, get them some of what they need and some of what they want.
And so
I like that.
And you do it that way, you kind of make sure that you match up what they really need. Sometimes they'll get stuff that doesn't really go with
they
have.
That's correct.
That's a great idea. And so we start right on the first? Is that when you quit shaving right on the first, or do you get a head start? What do they let you do?
I mean, if you're asking
me, what are the rules of engagement?
We're supposed to start on the first, but I can't confirm nor deny that I may start on the 30th. I don't know, because I need a little head start.
Yeah.
So, yes, sir.
And when does it cut off? When does it cut off? How about that? When does it cut off? When does it end?
I'm going to say December the 1st. It's going to cut off.
All right.
So I'm sure for me, it'll be like I've never even participated.
Oh, I bet it'll be better than that.
But I'm going to do what I can.
They do have the baby faces going on right now.
Yes,
they are smooth right now.
I would definitely win that.
And we'll see how much gray comes out as well.
But you're asking the community to get involved
You got to help.
Yes, ma'am.
This is how you're trying to raise funds.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I'll kind of give
that
you
too.
I'll give you a rundown on how you can participate if
Thank
you would like to.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking monetary donations as far as like physical toy donations. The toy donations and things of that nature can be delivered to the Sheriff's Department, which is at 2300 East Street. My Lieutenant Kathy Hillis, she's in charge of all that stuff. As far as monetary donations, you can carry monetary donations to the Sheriff's Department, cash, check, however you want to do that. If you want to write a check, it just needs to be made out to the Miller County Reserve.
Right.
And if you go up there and you ask them, they'll instruct you on how to do that.
Okay.
I also have a Facebook page for the Genoa Central School Resource Officer, and you can donate that way on the GoFundMe page that I've created. And you can stop any deputy that you see out there at the store getting a drink or anything. You can stop them and just say, hey, I want to donate money just to the cause, or say, hey, I want to donate money to Casey or to Jeremy or to,
right.
or to Mark or to Steve or whoever.
Okay.
So, yes, ma'am.
Because
yes,
it is kind of a competition, not only for the length of the beard and growing a beard, but who can raise the most funds. Is
absolutely.
That correct?
Okay.
Yeah, it's more fun if you pick out one in particular and say, I like theirs, or I'm going to sponsor them.
Yeah.
Right.
You can give generally if you want to,
right.
but, you know, we're trying to make it fun and competitive.
Well,
I think
at the end of the thing, we're going to take before and after pictures.
Uh-huh. Right.
You know, so we can be like, hey, vote for him, you know, something
right.
like that.
So. And so you're going to have so we'll watch the page so we can vote, too.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, we'll continue talking about No Shave November. And coming up next, more of the best and most country right here on The Pig. We call it the best and most country right here at 103.9985 MyPigRadio.com. The morning show with John, Anna, and friends. And we are talking about No Shave November. Miller County Sheriff's Office is all involved in that this year. And helping out kids at Christmas time is what it's all about. We got Casey Winchell, who is Genoa School Resource Officer. He's been a sheriff's deputy, but now he's in there in the school, which he's having more fun doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
Jeremy, even though the other job can be rewarding as well, I know you're having fun being at school. I
mean, right.
Yes, sir.
I would love, you know, my biggest regret, I've talked about this before, besides being on the radio, which is what I wanted to do, is I would have loved to have been a school teacher.
Would you?
Yeah. You don't think I would have been a good one?
You would have been a very good one.
Okay, thank you. And Jeremy Cornett, who is a Miller County Sheriff's Office deputy right now, and they are clean-shaven right now, but they're about to start the No Shave November and get some funds raised and some items raised to help out young people, young students, young kids at Falk and Genoa
right.
that may not have the best of Christmases without a little assistance, just to make it
right.
just a little bit better.
That's right, sir. It's a sad thing, but we're doing what we can to try to help support our community. We're doing it for Falk and Genoa, and if anybody knows the Falk School Resource Officer, tell him that he needs to get involved.
Okay. Well, we'll throw that challenge out there.
I just seen him this morning. So, but yeah, we're trying to do a good thing. No Shave November. You know, we're gonna try to grow a beard
mm-hmm.
and be judged for that publicly.
Right.
And whoever does the best job growing that beard is going to maybe win a prize or
bragging
something.
Bragging rights, at least.
Yeah, bragging rights at the least. And but we're going to try to raise. We're actually still raising money to help the community. It's going to be a collective thing. We're going to pull all the money together that we raise to help the kids and the families in our community. And basically, what we're doing is we're just going from school to school asking for a list of families that need assistance.
Right.
And, all the money we raise, we're going to contact those families and say, hey, do you mind if we help you?
Right.
And, you know, hopefully they say yes.
Well, thank you.
And
I like that. Thank you.
Yeah. And then we'll get them a little bit of what they need, a little bit of what they want, and just try to make the holiday season better for some of these families.
Right.
Now, did I hear y'all talking earlier? Well, I know I heard you. Somebody was talking about being, and let me be careful in how I word this, a big buck contest, not butt, but B-U-C-K.
As in a male deer.
As in a,
yes.
Yes.
Yes, it is It is for hunting season, and one of our other deputies, she is a lady.
Right.
And she cannot grow a beard, obviously. So for her end of the fundraising, she's doing a big buck contest, and her name is Brittany Perry, and you can find her on Facebook as well.
Okay.
And her fiance, soon-to-be husband next month,
aww.
Is like a professional taxidermist.
Okay.
Like he does that on the side, and they're doing like a big buck contest, and whoever wins is going to win some prize money as well as some mounting of some sort.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, that'll be interesting, too.
Yeah,
just
that.
Any way to help out is really, really good, mm-hmm. and we appreciate what you guys are doing. And just real quickly, talk a little bit about, from your standpoint first, Jeremy, what's the most rewarding part of being a sheriff's deputy out there on the streets?
Man, there's so much. I don't even know where to begin. Just any time you leave someone's house or leave someone in general, you know, and they're smiling and they're happy, you know, it's rewarding because a lot of times you go in and people are at the lowest point of their life and we're just there to try to make sure they're safe and, you know, can continue on about their daily lives as normal as possible. And like I say, anytime we leave and there's a smile on their face, it's rewarding.
Tell me if I'm wrong, but, you know, I guess the serious stuff, the tragic stuff, the things like that get the news, but there's so many things that go on day to day just routine things that you guys do that does help people out and does make their day better, but it's real routine and nobody talks about it, but it's just out there.
Right. It's all the bad stuff that makes the news.
Yeah.
You don't see all the good things that are going on, and you know, there is a lot of good things going on, whether we're helping somebody change a flat on the side of the road.
Right, that's what I saw the other day. It was the Miller County over there.
You know, saving somebody from a burning building or whatever it may be, something of that sort. But like I say, there's way more good that goes on than bad.
Yeah. Tell us the best part of being the resource officer now at Genoa.
Playing kickball.
That's what I thought.
In all seriousness.
And do you do good at that?
In all seriousness, kickball, but yes. Uh-huh. I try to tell some of these kids, especially the younger ones, into high school, because of just what's on TV and on the news is all the bad stuff.
Right.
And I try to tell them, I was like, there's more to being a police officer than just writing tickets or arresting somebody. And just like Jeremy said, it's just like just helping somebody that an elderly person that fell down, just going to their house to help them be able to get up.
Right.
Or to just help a mom or a dad out with the custody issues. Mm-hmm. You know, just simple things like that do not make the news.
Right.
No.
That we take pride in what we do, because it's more about pulling cars over and writing tickets and arresting folks. It's just about really helping the community.
That's why they're in it to begin with, is to serve and to help. And we appreciate you guys. Absolutely. You guys hang around, because we'll kind of wrap up the No Shade November. And also, I don't know if she told you or not, but you and Anna are going to play a little game.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. Uh-oh. And it's coming up. On the Pig. Stay with us. The best of most countries right here at 103.9985 mypigradio.com. It's the morning show with John, Anna, and friends, brought to you by our good friends at Millway Credit Union. 3 locations to serve you. Your financial institution, stronger, smarter, and sensible. We got Casey and Jeremy from the Miller County Sheriff's Office, and Casey also works as the Genoa School Resource Officer. And it's time to play a game, and today it is called Yes or BS. So I'm going to give you a statement, and you decide whether it is a true fact or made up Barbara Streisand BS, as I call it.
Okay.
All righty, then.
All right. Let's do this.
I'm trying to make sure that I don't do ones that Anna has already done, because that's cheating for her.
No, it's not necessarily.
it really is.
Because I retain the knowledge.
The reason that beer steins had lids was to keep drunk people from spitting in your beer. This is original beer steins. Is that true or BS? Way back in the day.
That sounds dumb enough to be true.
What do y'all say? She says true. What do you say?
I was going to say true myself.
You're going to say true? What are you going to say?
I'm also going to say true.
Well, unfortunately,
I laid you down the garden path. Sorry, guys.
It says it's BS. They say it was originally made that way to keep the flies out of your beer.
Well, that's kind of like spit.
Yeah.
I know.
We still need those there.
We still need those today, because there's plenty of flies around.
Right.
If a waitress touches your arm, it increases her tip by 13% on average. And it's not the percentage. Is that the thing that increases it, touching your arm, or is it something different? That is what I'm going to put it in.
I would say it would depend on who you're asking.
Because if that woman touched my arm, I'd be like, yeah, you get no tip.
Right.
Right. But do you think it's touching your arm or doing something different?
I think it's doing something different.
I do too.
You're right.
Is it putting a smiley face on your
putting
shirt?
Putting a smiley face, yes.
That was another.
Put a smiley face on you, and you increase it by 13%.
Wow.
So start putting smiley faces on your tickets.
There we go.
Yeah.
This is probably going to... be too far ago for everybody here, except for me, because I think everybody's much younger. But famous baseball player Roberto Clemente was the first Latino ball player inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. He played back in the early 70s with the Pittsburgh Pirates, died in a plane crash going to Nicaragua to help out people who had an earthquake there.
I'm going to say yes, just by how you explained it.
Yeah. You think he was the first Latino to
be? Yes, just by how you explained it.
Everybody says yes?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes is correct. Wreaths made of corn were awarded to victorious athletes at the Olympic Games in ancient Greece.
No. They were made of olive branches or something like that.
That sounds right.
You're saying it's yes or BS?
I'm saying it's BS.
Okay. Well, it is BS, not because Anna was right.
I was right, definitely.
They use fresh, wild celery, which was known as parsley.
Oh.
Okay. Let's see if I can find some more. Mosquitoes are used to detect gas leaks in pipelines in Southern California and Arizona. Mosquitoes are used to detect gas leaks in pipelines.
I don't think so.
I'm going to say BS.
True. Okay, well, it is BS. Turkey buzzard.
Turkey buzzard. Now we have a use for the turkey buzzard.
Yes.
The hump of a healthy camel weighs about 200 pounds.
BS.
It's probably true.
Okay, I got a BS and a true.
I'm going to say true.
BS is right.
Yes.
They say the healthy camel up to 80 pounds is how much it weighs. The first, anybody ever watched the original Planet of the Apes movie?
A long time ago.
Yeah. Negative. The first word spoken by an ape in the 1968 film Planet of the Apes was smile.
Okay, you who watched it, we're waiting on you.
He was so young then. He didn't.
Help us out.
It is true.
Yes.
It is true.
Yeah, we followed him, what he said.
All right, and finally, this is the last one.
All right.
Y'all have done very well, by the way. Paper money isn't made out of paper. It's made out of wheat.
That is incorrect.
It's cotton.
Very good.
My boy.
There you go.
He gets the bonus round.
He gets the bonus.
He knew what it was made out of. Cotton. Right. I didn't even know that.
And you were reading it.
Yeah, and I was reading it. And I didn't. All right, guys, real quick, we got about 30 or 40 seconds here. Once again, tell us about No Shave November and how people can help sponsor one of you or somebody in the department.
You can help sponsor us by you can bring gifts to the Sheriff's Department, 2300 East Street, Texarkana, Arkansas. You can go to the Facebook page, the Genoa Central SRO Facebook page, donate that way. There is also a link to a GoFundMe page there. You can stop any deputy, he or she, wherever you see them, and donate money. Or just call and we'll come get it. You can donate either money, check, or a physical item.
Fantastic.
And it's not just toys. It's also pantry items.
Things that they need.
Hygiene items. Yeah. Things that they need.
Like, especially with teenagers and things like that, need those kind of things.
Right. Like the gift packs of shampoo and stuff.
Yeah. Right, absolutely.
All right. Hey. Great thing that you guys are doing. I hope you're very successful. Get some good beards going.
Stay safe out there on the street
and enjoy kickball.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.